We're continuing the Shir in Likut Halachas, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Cheskas Metaltelen, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Hey. This halacha is based on Torah Nun Dalet in Likut Imran, and Rav Nelson Zalnau is putting finishing touches on what he's explained till now. V'alkein, and therefore, based on what we've learned till now, Kisheyesh Hakchosha Bein Shnei Bnei Adam, when there is a disagreement between two people, which implies that the koyach hamedame is working on one of them thinks he's right, but he's not really right, and Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in chapter 54 in Likud Imran that when the medame is out of line, then that harms zikoroin dikdusha, that harms the memory. Bibichinas maso umatn be'emuna, and we saw earlier that one of the forms of zikoroin dikdusha, one of the things that connects a person to zikoroin dikdusha, is conducting business properly. Kanal, as we saw earlier, based on what Rabbeinu Zal writes there in Likut Imran. Alkein, therefore, onumatilin shvua al hamuchzok. Bezdin imposes a shvua, the obligation to swear, on the one who's holding on to the money. We had learned earlier that possession sometimes is 9/10 of the law and sometimes it's 10/10 of the law. The one who has the money in his possession, or the metaltalin, whatever movable object that is in his possession, the fact that it's in his possession, the burden of proof is on the other person to take it out of his possession. So he's called the muchzak. But Rav Nosson Zal also discussed the issue of shvua, that Bezdin imposes a shvua on the muchzak, the one who is holding the money. Kalidei ha-shvua, shehu b'chinas Yosef kanal, aidei ze yesh koyach b'yad ze shemuchzak b'yodoy, lahachnia ha-medame, alidei b'chinas hayad kanal. We saw earlier that this medame is a very dangerous thing. And even the one who's holding the money in his hands, he still might be under the influence of medame. We're not positive that he's right. So we want to take extra steps to make sure that we have the right person. So one of the extra steps that we take is imposing a shvua. We saw earlier that shvua is the concept of tzaddik, the concept of Yosef, which is related to the Yad. We quoted the pasuk V'yosef yoshis yodoy aleinecho. The tzaddik is the one who has this power of the Yad, which is machnia v'medame. Rabbeinu Zal there brings the pasuk B'yad hanevim adame, that the Yad, the tikkun ha-yad, is machnia v'medame. So now we're using two things. We're using the fact that he has possession, the chazokah, the fact that he has the yad, and we're adding a shvua to it. Through this shvua, this gives the power to the one who's holding on to the money or the object, to subdue and eliminate the medame, alidei bechinas hayad kanal, through the yad that we discussed earlier. Shayidei ze zoichin laadbaka. This helps us to be zoichet, to connect, to attach ourselves to olam haba. Shehu bechinas maso umatn be'emuna, which is the concept of doing business in a trustworthy manner. V'alkein, moisrin hashvua beroiv hadinim lemi shemuchzak biyadoi, and it's for this reason that in most cases, Bezdin makes the one who's holding the money in his hands swear. Ze bechinas veYosef yoshis yodoy aleinecho. This is the combination of the yad, he's muchzak, he has the thing in his hands, and the shvua, which is bechinas tzaddik, which is bechinas Yosef, which is the shmirov, which is the tikkun for the einayim, which is the zikorin dikdusha, which is the opposite of medame. V'ayin kol hamaimranal, study that entire chapter, Torah Nun Dalet and Likut Imran, v'hovein heitev, and you'll understand well everything that's mentioned here. Because Rav Nosson Zal touched on it very light. He just quoted a line here, a line there, without really clarifying over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbein Zal clarifies each one of these concepts. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds like a little appendix. He introduces a pasuk in the Torah which brings together several of the concepts that we've been working with. The pasuk makes three statements. Es Hashem Alekecha Tira, you will fear and respect Hashem, number one. Number two, Oisoi Ta'avoid, him you will serve. Number three, Uvoi Sidbok, and to Hashem you will attach yourself. Uvishmoi Tishoveya, and in his name you will swear. When you swear, it'll be in the name of Hashem. It's actually four statements. Number one, Es Hashem Alekecha Tira, Zebechinas Nigananal, Biyat. The statement to fear Hashem, that's associated with song, which Rabbein Zal shows there in the Likutei Moran, the song is with the hands. Venagein Biyodoi Vetoivloch, the Pasuk says. Shal Yodoi Machnien Hamedame, through which we have the ability to be machnia the medame. Medame is the twilight, the thing that's unclear. V'zoichen lezikoroin, and v'zoiche te zikoroin dedusha. What's the connection? What's the connection between yira and song? Ki yira sitra de Levi. Because we know that yira is associated with Levi. Kohen is chesed, Levi is gvura, or yira. Sheshom Hanigun, and the Leviim were the ones who were the masters of song and music. Vialkein, Al Yedei Ze Machni and Hamedame. And therefore, through Yira, which is Negina with the Yadayim, through that were Machniya the Medame, Shehu Pegam Ho Ahavo Hagdosha. Rabbein Zal shows over there in the Likutei Moran that Medame, when does Medame set in? When the ahava is defective. There's true love and there's fake love, fake, false, phony love. True love is an item of holiness, purity, the love that a person feels towards Hashem, towards tzaddikim, the love that a person feels towards their own spouse, their own children. Then there's medame. Medame is fantasy land, fantasy or fake, something that looks real but it's not real. Medame is referred to as a pigam in the Ahava Dikdusha. It also looks, medame, you have something that looks sweet. You have medicine that the child tastes it, well, it's delicious, it's sweet. The medicine isn't sweet. They put syrup on it, they put cherry syrup on it for the child to be able to get the medicine down his throat, because the actual medicine itself he'll never take. It's bitter, it's horrible. But they put it in a sweet base. So here again, this is this concept of medame, something that's sugar-coated. It looks, it's made to look a certain way when it's not really that. And it's applied specifically to ahava. There's ahava digdusha, and medame is a pigam in the ahava digdusha. Shehu bechinas kohen. The kohen represents chesed. He represents ahava digdusha. K'mayshe Kosov Shom, as Rabbein Zal says over there in chapter 54 in Likutei Moran, Ki al yedei yira sitra de Levi zoichen li'ava, because by having the yira, the es Hashem Alekecha tira, which is the bechina of the Levi, through that a person is automatically zoiche to ahava, which is the koin. How? Bebechinas, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Kiddushin, Ba'al Aveda Machzer Al Avedosoi. The owner of a lost article goes searching for the article when it's lost. The Gemara there is talking about a husband and a wife, a boy and a girl. Who should look for who? So the Gemara says, the man should look for the wife. The man should look for the woman, of course. Because the Ba'al Aveda is Machzer Achar Avedosoi. The one who lost the article, the rib that was taken from Adam Arishoin, that was created into Chava, so Adam lost it, he's got to go find it. So Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran applies this. We know that Zohar is Chesed, Nekeva is always Din, Zohar is Ahava, and Nekeva is Yira. Isha Yiras Hashem Hi Tishalo. So therefore, when a person has the Yira, the Ahava goes looking for it, comes searching for it. The Ahava comes memela, automatically. Bebechinas, as Rabbeinu Zal shows in chapter 5 in Likutei Moran, Kodmolo Ihu. that the Rabbeinu Zal is talking about a story in the Gemara about an archer who shoots an arrow, and the arrow is going in, and there's a ship that's moving quickly, and the ship beat out the arrow. The ship was moving so quickly that it beat out the arrow. Kodmole ihu, that he got there first. And Rabbeinu Zal compares this over there to the concept of yira and ahava, and he shows that when a person has the yira, the ahava comes automatically. Hamuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'soif maimar chatzos roitz. This is brought over there in Likutei Moran, towards the end of chapter 5 in Likutei Moran. This concept that when you have the yira, you know the ahava is going to come automatically. This, because the ahava goes seeking out the yira. V'zehu oisoi tavoi. Now we move on to the second statement in the pasuk. Ze bechinas avoida shebelev. That refers to tefillah, which is called avoida shebelev. Hefech misas halev, which is the opposite of a dead heart. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran shows that when the medame is strong, when the medame overpowers the zikar and the kedusha, then it causes misas halev. So here the pasuk says va'oisoi ta'avoid. Avoida is with the heart. So as a result of having the proper yira, the person's heart will be alive and well. He will not have misa salev. Lachnia ra'ayin, in order to bring about the downfall of the ra'ayin, shehu misa salev, which Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in the Likutei Moran, that the ra'ayin goes together with a dead heart, the misa salev. Shehu pegama zikorin, which is synonymous with a defective memory. Next, velizko islavoida shebelev, and to be zoiche to avoida shebelev. Again, when a person is zoiche to this, to the avoida shebelev, he's machnia the ra'ayin, the misa salev, the pegama zikorin, he's zoiche to avoida shebelev. Vaideze zoichin uboi sidbok. And this leads to Hainu la'adbeko machshafto bi'almadosi. This gives the person the ability to attach himself solidly to the future world. Shehu zikoroin hanal, which Rabbeinu Zal referred to over there in Likutei Moran as the concept of zikoroin digdusha, to remember that there's more than this world. And then the pasuk continues, ubishmoi tishoveya kishvua, because as we saw earlier in paragraph 4, shvua, swearing, is the concept of an addition, adding to the Torah. Shvua teaches us that everything in this world, not just the 613 mitzvahs, but everything in this world is attached above, is attached to Hashem. Because you have the 613 mitzvahs, orange juice is not in one of the Taryag mitzvahs. And yet with a shvua, with a neder, I can make a mitzvah out of orange juice. I can make a mitzvah, I can obligate myself to drink it, or I can forbid myself to drink it with a shvua or a neder. So we saw earlier that shvua, neder, creates Torah. That's this concept of the Torah being in everything. That teaches us that the Torah is in everything, that everything is connected above. This concept of li'ad b'komachshavta b'al medosi. So in this last paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal took about four of the concepts that are mentioned there in Likutei Moran, in that chapter in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal says this leads to this, which leads to this, and he showed us how all of these are contained in this pasuk. This pasuk summarizes and includes the concept of zikor and dikdusha, liad b'komashal v'amdosi, the tikkun halev, the opposite of misa salev, the being machnia, the ra'ayin, all the different pieces. Baruch Hashem. With this, we completed halacha beis. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes on to halacha gimel, based on a different chapter on Likutei Moran. This halacha is based on chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is also a long, elaborate chapter on Likutei Moran. Kol dovar shu biyad ha'adam, hi becheskas shu shaloi. Rav Nosson Zal first quotes the Shulchan Aruch. Anything which is in a person's possession, we assume that it belongs to them, until proven otherwise. Al pi hamaymar vayhimi kates ki marachme minagim belikute tanina simen zayin. This halacha will be based on that chapter in the Likutei Moran. Ayin Shom, study the Torah in Likutei Moran as an introduction. Umevoyer Shom, Rabbein Azal explains over there, Shekol Odom Tzorech Ledaberim Chaveiroi Beira Shamayim. Every single Jew has an obligation to speak to their fellow Jew about serving Hashem, about Yira Shamayim. Kidei Lahashir Chalifu Sacharov Bein V'Talmud. In order that when the person dies, when the person leaves the world, he has left behind part of his seichel in other people, in his children, v'shinantam levonecho, teach your children Torah, or in his students. Any Jew with whom I share thoughts of Torah, I relate to them thoughts of Torah that I learned, that I heard from my rabbi, etc., that person becomes like a student of mine regarding that particular thought of Torah that I shared with him. So he becomes like, and therefore, the person who's speaking, when he leaves the world, he has left behind some of his das in his children and in his talmidim. Kedei lahashir chalifus achrov, in order to leave a substitute, a replacement after him, bein v'talmid, a son and a student. And Rabbein Azal goes on to show over there in the Likutei Moran that a son is a student, and a student is a son. We know that a son is a student. It says, v'shinantam levanecha, teach your children. And a student is a son. The Gemara says, kol haloi mei ben chaveiroi Torah ki'ilu yoldoi. That a Jew who teaches somebody else's child Torah, it's as if he gave birth to that child. So we see that ben and talmid are interchangeable. And Rabbein Azal elaborates on this over there. Validei shemeiren hadas beben v'talmid, and by a person shining his das into his children and his students, alidei ze zoiche lahasogas hamakifin. Through that, the person is zoiche that things that he didn't know before, things that he didn't understand, Hashem gives him the ability to understand them. Rabbein Azal shows up the Likutei Moran that when a person empties his brain into somebody else, we know that the knowledge that a person has already acquired is inside his brain. The knowledge that a person has not yet acquired, but it's accessible to him, is symbolized by a halo. It's like a halo around, it's called makifin. It's knowledge it's circling his head. It's not yet inside his head. The knowledge that he has already attained is called pnim, or pnimi, sechel pnimi. The knowledge that he has not yet acquired is called sechel hamakif. Rabbein Azal shows there that when a person shares his knowledge with others, part of the reward that Hashem gives him is, by emptying out his sechel pnimi, Hashem replaces it with makifin. Hashem gives him the ability to understand things that he couldn't understand before. The chulu, etc. Rabbein Azal elaborates on this. V'zeh hechocham k'shezoyche la'asogas hamakifin, and a great chocham who shares his knowledge with others and thereby is zoyche to get to know makifin, high levels of knowledge that he didn't have before, Tzorech lasois siog ledvorov, has to make sure to place boundaries, barriers around his words. Shelo yichnois betoich kushyas v'teirutzim shehim lemala me'azman, so that he doesn't go out of bounds. He doesn't get into questions or answers that are above the concept of time, meaning where there isn't enough time to answer those questions. Those questions are so deep and so big that it would take more than 70 years to explain those questions. Interesting. Right before I came to the shir this morning, I had the privilege of looking at one of the sforim that was written by one of the leaders in Breslov of the previous generation, Reb Nosson Tzvi Koenig, Zechon Evrocha, who wrote many sforim. He wrote some sforim clarifying the teachings of the Arizal. And in the introduction to the sefer, he writes a little bit about the Arizal and his knowledge, stories of the Arizal, and the knowledge that he shared with his students, and how Reb Chaim Vitalzal writes in one place regarding certain knowledge that his Rebbe shared with him, that this knowledge, if you don't have the introductions, if you don't have all the prerequisites that you need to have this knowledge, you could learn for 2,000 years and you will not understand it. And again, he uses the number 2,000 years, implying that this we're talking about levels of knowledge, makifin, things that are so advanced that for people on our level, for us to be able to understand it, it would take 2,000 years of learning many, many sfarim, which would serve as an introduction, a base, to allow us to be able to get to that level where we could understand these specific secrets of Torah. So we see there's a concept of knowledge that's within time. And again, we know depending on how bright a person is, that's how long it could take to explain something to them. Sometimes to an adult, a person who's 30, 40 years old, who's knowledgeable, I could explain a certain thing to him in 10 minutes. To a 4-year-old child or 5-year-old child, if I would want to explain that to them, it could take a year. Because there's so many introductions, there's so many things you need to know before you can relate to this piece of knowledge that I'm trying to tell you now. So Rabbeinu Zal says that a chacham who is zeichet to hasogas hamakifin, to get to know this knowledge that's called makifin, this very, very high level knowledge, has to put a fence around his words. He's got to know when to stop talking, at which point to stop, so he doesn't get involved in questions which are above the concept of time. Because there is information, knowledge, which a person is forbidden to reveal. Because if the rabbi will give the answer to a particular question to a student, the student will have a new question because of the fact that his previous question was answered. It's a process. Person asks a question, they get an answer. Another question, they get another answer. And as the person is asking questions and getting answers, they're going higher and higher. They're getting to understand the subject matter better and better. They're going deeper and deeper. But Rabbeinu Zal says, every time a person gets an answer to a question, there's another question that moves into that slot that comes up on the screen. And therefore, a tzaddik, a Talmud Chacham, on a very high level, has to be very careful sometimes not to give a student the answer to a question, because if he answers the question, the next question that's going to come up on the screen is going to be one of those questions that's dangerous, that's harmful to that student. It's a question that's chazoka urechava kim yegala zeh teretz b'fnei Talmud yichnois boi makif chodosh. The Rebbe will receive a new makif she'al yodoi tia kushya, or the student will get a new makif because again his previous question was answered. Now he has a new question, a new makif, which is chazoka urechava yoisem b'tchila, which is much stronger and much bigger than the previous question. Which could lead them, chas v'shalom, to cross a line and get involved in trying to understand questions that are above the concept of time. Meaning, what do we mean above the concept of time? She'ein hazman maspik levayar hakushis vatirutzim she'eshon. There isn't enough time available in a lifetime to answer the questions and answers that are found in that domain, in that level. Kihem lamala miyazman, because they are above the time limit, the time boundaries that this person has. Kikol ma shumegala eza sechel, because whenever a teacher reveals a certain sechel, kushya, whether it's a question, oy teretz, or an answer, yikoneis boi sechel chodosh, a new sechel takes the place of that previous one, shehu b'chinas makif, which is a makif, something that was originally a makif. Alkein, Muchruch Hechochom Lasoi Siog Ledvorov. Therefore, the Chochom, the teacher, the rabbi, the tzaddik, has to put a fence around his words. Ledakdek Vili Zoher Malagalois Umashiloi Legalois. To be extremely careful and precise in what he reveals and what he does not reveal. So that he doesn't engage in questions and answers for which there is not enough time to explain them. There's the famous incident with the Arizal that on Shabbos afternoon, he would lay down sometimes. Naturally, he davened Vesik in the Arizal, he davened early, he got up for Chatzos every night. So Shabbos, during the day, sometimes he would lay down a little bit. One of his students, Rabbi Avraham Halevi, once walked into the room while the Arizal was resting, and he saw his lips moving. So he tried to listen in to hear what he was saying, and the Arizal woke up, and the Arizal looked at him, and Rabbi Avraham Halevi said, Rebbe, I know that you were learning. Can you share some of that stuff with me? So the Arizal smiled, and he said, to be able to explain to you the secrets that I just learned about Balak and Bilam would take me 80 years. Take me 80 years to explain to you what I just learned about Balak and Bilam. Again, we're talking about levels of knowledge that we're not used to. That a person needs so many hakdamos. There's so many prerequisites that you need to learn before you can understand the level of knowledge we're talking about over there. Lahavdil, university. Person wants to take a certain course, they tell them you can't take that course unless you've taken these other three or four courses first, because you're not going to understand the language. You're at a completely different level than what you're at unless you first learned these four or five different things. Then Rabbi Nazal goes on to say, over there in Likut Imran, Validei Klolius Ben V'Talmid, and by the Ben, the son and the student, coming together, and each one sharing the different things that they have that the other one doesn't have, which Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Likut Imran, Ayidei Zeh, through the combination of the son and the student, through that, Mi Shehu Ish Chayil, a person who is powerful, ve'enoi ha'hepech, he's not the opposite of powerful, shekoyren shlemazalnik, a shlemazel, a person who's a bozo, a yo-yo, a person who's not really serious, not determined. Hu yochoy lekabel be'esu achila he'ora sarotzoin. That person will be zoicha at the time of eating to experience a light of desire, of deep, deep desire and longing for Hashem. That's what this He'ora Sarotzen refers to. It also refers to a light of Hashem showing the person tremendous goodwill. He'ora Sarotzen also means Hashem being appeased and showing tremendous goodwill towards the person. Then Rabbi Nazal goes on to say over there, Ki haparnoso nimshach me'amalchus. A person's livelihood, he receives via the Midah of Malchus. The Melech is the one who's responsible to provide for his country, for his subjects. V'hamalchus mekabel ha'parnoso min b'chinas ha'yodayim sheyesh b'yam ha'chochma. Rabbi Nazal shows over there in Likut Imran that where does the Malchus receive parnoso from? It receives it from the hands that are found in the sea of Chochma. And over there, Rabbi Nazal explains this from Psukim, different sources. Shemegale horav leben v'talmid, which the rabbi, in teaching his sons and his students, he reveals these yodayim shesh b'yad ha'chochma. Rabbi Nazal explains over there that a lot of times when a person is teaching something, they make motions with their hands that are not, the person will say, that has nothing to do with anything. Yes, it does. The motions that are made while a teacher is teaching, or especially tzaddikim, those motions represent certain ramazim. Sometimes there are certain things that can't be said, or you don't want to say them, but through a certain hand motion, the person who sees that knows what you mean. They know that you're saying, get out, come in, stop, increase, advance, whatever it is. That's called the Yodayim Shebiyam HaChochma. Asher Shom Meirin Hamakifin, whereby in that Yoda, in the Yodaim Shebach Yamachochmo, that's where this light of Makifin shines. Sheheim Bechinas Heoras Harotzoim. And another word for Makifin is Heoras Harotzoim. This great light that Hashem shines down upon a person, a light that's above the norm. Ein Shom Kol Ze Heitev. Study this over there in chapter 7 in Likutei Moran well. Oh, it's a long chapter in Likutei Moran where Rabbi Nizal expounds on and explains all of these concepts. Now Rabbi Nizal is going to come down to us and explain the concept of Parnosa and Taivas Momoin and jealousy, all of these things, very clearly. Paragraph Beis, Vze Bechinas Pegam Isur Gzela Upegam Taivas Momoin. Based on what Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Likutei Moran, we're gonna understand, have a deeper understanding in the concept of stealing or the concept of an improper desire for money, a desire, an excessive desire for money. Ki kol hamomoin v'haparnoso nimshach meheoras hamakifin elu shenimshochim al yidei shemeirin beben v'talmid kanal. Rav Nosson Zal says, all money and all livelihood comes as a result of the light of the makifin, which a person is zeicha to receive when he teaches children and students, when he teaches his children and students. When he does that, he's emptying out his brain into others. In that merit, Hashem gives him new knowledge, new makifin, and when a person receives that new seichel, when new seichel is brought into the world, it also brings new parnasa, new money to the world, as Rav Nosson Zal is going to show. Ukemoi shebe'elu hamakifin. And just like Rabbi Nizal explained over there in the Likutei Moran, that regarding these makifin, kishezoichin lahasigam, when a Jew is zoicha to receive this super high level knowledge, tzrichin ledakdek lasay siog ledvorov, the person has to be very, very careful to limit his words, to put a fence around his words. Sheloi lahamshich makifim she'ein tzrichin lahasig, that he should not try, he should not attempt to receive makifin that he's not capable of understanding, kidei shelo yichnois, or that he's not supposed to understand, kidei shelo yichnois hamakifin shem lamala meazman kanal, because that could lead to makifin that are above the concept of time, which could blow the person away. The person will suddenly find himself swimming in questions that he can't answer, and there isn't enough time in a lifetime, in his lifetime, for him to get the answers, and then he's in trouble. He's left with the questions, chas v'shalom. So just like this concept applies regarding knowledge, that there's regular knowledge, there's a much higher level knowledge, which a person tries to attain, but in trying to attain it, you have to be careful to draw boundaries, to know which higher level knowledge is healthy to acquire, and when you're approaching a line where it's unhealthy, it's dangerous, because if you'll acquire that piece of knowledge, it's going to open a door, it's going to open a Pandora's box to questions that you will not be able to answer, and then you'll be in trouble. We know when the Jews stood at Har Sinai, we know Har Sinai was a mountain. Hashem told the Jews to approach the mountain. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to go up on the mountain. But Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to put a fence around the mountain. Because penyer sulaz, because any person who's not qualified, who's not worthy, who's going to cross a line and try to go above where they're supposed to go, they'll get hurt in the process, chas v'shalom. So just like that concept applies regarding knowledge and seichel, kemoikein b'hamomoin v'haparnoso hanimsheches misham. The same exact concept applies to money and parnoso, which come from there, which are associated with knowledge, as we're going to see. tzorech kol echod ve'echod shemekabel eizem omen uparnasa misham. Any person who receives money or parnasa from that place, from the sechel, from the makifim and the pnimim, the person has to lizoher to be very careful, sheyeh someach bechelkoi, to be happy and satisfied with what he has, with his portion, with his lot, v'lo yihye otz lahashir, not to go crazy, to want to become rich, that he wants to become very rich, wants to become a millionaire, a billionaire, v'yisameitz v'yisgaber ma'oid, and a person has to try very, very hard, to work very hard, shelo yisave v'lo yachmoid b'chol pam yoyser v'yoyser, to stop that unquenchable thirst, that infinite desire for money, that unlimited desire, desire that has no limitations, no boundaries, to that I want more. I got a car. I want that car. I want a bigger car, a better car, more expensive. I want two cars. Ki be'emes darkei Hashem yeshorim oid, because the truth is, Hashem's ways are perfect. Hashem is perfect and 100% righteous in everything he does. Achem nifloi mitanu. However, Hashem's ways are beyond us, are beyond our comprehension. We can't understand why. All the different whys. Ve'yef shelanu la'sigam. We cannot understand the ways of Hashem. Kimi yovin or choysev hakdoshim. Who can understand the ways of Hashem? Ki be'emes Hashem yisporach oiset tzedokois im kol bosav ruach. Because the truth is, Hashem performs charitable acts. Hashem is nice and wonderful and great to everybody. And with Hashem's kindness, he provides food and livelihood for each and every person on time, at the right time, according to the will of Hashem. To this particular person, he gives him a minimum, where this person barely has enough to buy bread for the most basic essentials that they need. V'lozeh tavshilin. And to another person, he gives him enough to be able to have soup and vegetables and cooked items. V'lozeh begodim. And another person is even wealthier, that are able to buy clothing, to have a few sets of clothing. V'zeh yeshloi ezeh sach mamoim. And this particular individual has a certain amount of money. This person has 25,000 in the bank, 50. V'zeh yeshlo yoyser. And another person has more. Another person has 100,000, 200,000. Uktsas yeshlohem ashirus. And there's a minority of people that are actually wealthy. Uktsas yeshlohem ashirus yoyser. And there's a small amount of people that are wealthier, that are even richer than the wealthy. V'yesh sheyeshlem ashirus godol. And there are some people that are very, very wealthy. Ukiyotze bozeh chilukim rabim binyan aparnosov ashirus. And again, all kinds of variations, so many different flavors of this regarding parnosa and wealth that Hashem sends to the world, meheoras harotzon ho'elyon, which come from this very, very high place in heaven that's called Heoras HaRotzon, the goodwill of Hashem, the place of good, that from Hashem's goodwill, through this Heoras HaRotzon, Hashem beams down to the world, Shefa, Parnasa, food, all kinds of things, to each person he gives according to Hashem's understanding of what Hashem wants that person to have. V'chol echod v'echod, and each and every single person, kol mi she'enoi mistakel be'emes al hatachlis ho'achrayin ho'amiti, any person who's not really focusing on their future, future meaning what happens as soon as I hit the grave, what then? What am I going to do then? What am I taking with me? What suitcases am I taking with me for that long journey, the eternity that starts, that begins when I leave this world? any person who is not really focusing on that final tachlis, lechulam choser harbe. All of those people feel as if they're missing a lot. I don't have this. I wish I had that. I wish I could have this. Ve'ein echod mehem sheyistapek b'ma shechanono Hashem. And there isn't one of those people, not one person, who's not thinking about that real future. Not one of them is satisfied, is really satisfied with what Hashem has given them. K'moshom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, eino domeis v'chatzi tavosei biyodoi. A person does not die having achieved, having fulfilled half of his desires. Not even 50%. And each and every single person thinks that they're really missing out on a lot. They're really, there's so much that they don't have. And if only I had a bigger house, if only I had a car, if only I had so much money in the bank, if only I had this, I'd be happy. It would be enough for me. And those people who a year later or 10 years achieve that goal that supposedly they were hoping for, they were dreaming about 10 years before, choser loy oid har beyoser. They feel that they're lacking even more. They feel less satisfied than they were before when they had much less. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, yesh loy mono mevakish mosayim. A person who has 100 is looking for 200 more, and he figures when he gets another 200, that'll fill his hole. He'll have everything he needs. Yesh loy mosayim, but when he gets that 200, then he wants 400 more. That the more he has, the bigger a hole he feels, the bigger a hole he's in. Nimtza, we see therefore, shekol echot ve'echot kosher loy kushyas harbe binyan parnasosoy. That all of these people have many questions regarding their parnasa. Why? Why? Why can't I have? Why does he have this? Why can't I have that? Why couldn't I succeed at this? The fact that they always feel that they're lacking things, and they want more and more. That's like having questions. Shehu chisor and hadas, which imply a lack of knowledge. Ki hakushya hu chisor and hadas, because a question implies lack of knowledge. I don't understand this. She'enoi mevin zeo inyan heitev. He doesn't understand this particular thing well. Shezeu bechinas kol hachesroinois. This is the concept. This corresponds to all the things in life that people feel that they're lacking, that they're missing out on, shenim shochin michisor and hadas, which are the result of lack of das, lack of knowledge. As the Gemara says in the Dorim, page 41, das konisa, if you have acquired das, ma chosarta, what are you lacking? You're not lacking anything. Das chosarta, if you're lacking das, ma koniso, what do you have? You have nothing. So we see what defines how much a person has is up here. It's a frame of mind. You can have a person who lives in an apartment that's 70 square meters, a little kitchen, a little toy kitchen. They call it a dollhouse. And the person is totally, person's walking around as if they're in a palace. You see, the person does not feel one iota of dissatisfaction. One iota that they lack. What am I missing? I have a sink? I have a bathroom? What? Three bathrooms? I can't go to three bathrooms at the same time. I can only use one. Breakfast? I can only eat one breakfast at a time. So I don't need four kitchens. I don't need a refrigerator, a 300-liter refrigerator, a bigger what? What am I going to do with it? And you get another person who can have something 10 times that size, and they're totally dissatisfied. They're cramped. It's cramping their style. They need a much, the living room is too small. It's only 300 square meters. I mean, you know, I don't really have the view. I can't really have, think clearly in such a small room. You know, that kind of being boxed in like that. This is the world we're in. So Rav Nosson Zal's showing now the parallel between parnasa, money, wealth, and knowledge versus more knowledge, versus lack of knowledge. And he says you should know that they're very, very connected. They're actually one and the same. Because the Torah defines having things based on knowledge and based on higher level of das and lower level of das. Ki kol hachesroinois heim rak michisoron hadas. Because anything that a person feels they're lacking is only from a lack of das. Kemuva b'divra Rabbeinu Zal b'mokam acher. As Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this in chapter 21 in Likutei Moran. Al kein, therefore, roi lo'odom lioi someach b'chelkoi. The right thing, it's only proper and right for a person to be happy and satisfied with what they have. V'yistapek b'mashe yeshloi, b'mashe chanonei Hashem. And to be totally satisfied with what Hashem has graced them with. V'yaf al pi shenidmeloi, shechoser loi mitztarchus ha'murchot loi. And even though it seems to him as if he's lacking certain things that he really needs, the person should know or should understand and believe that right now it's to my benefit that I don't have a car. What do you mean? Without a car, there's so many things I can't do. True, but Hashem, if Hashem has not given you a car today, he understands that right now you are better off without it. Because if Hashem will give him that thing that right now he feels he's lacking, it's not going to make him richer. He's not going to become more satisfied. It's like drinking salt water. Person drinks a delicious fresh glass of salt water, thinking this is going to quench his thirst. And suddenly he finds that he's 10 times more thirsty after finishing that fresh, delicious glass of salt water than he was before he drank it. Before he drank it, he was a little thirsty. It was bearable, though. But after drinking that glass, he became much more thirsty. V'chein lo'olam, and this, and so on and so forth. Kemoi be'inyan hamakifin shel ha'sechel kanal. Just as Rabbeinu Zal explained regarding the higher and higher levels of knowledge, the makifin shekol ma shemegalen loy ezet teretz yoser, that the minute we answer a question that a person has, we answer that question, nichnas boy makif chodosh. The person gets a new question. He got to a higher level of knowledge. That this level he already completed. He understands everything on this level. Now he bumped up to the next level. He has a whole new slew of questions. Shekolma, exactly. Ad asher nischasko hakushya yoyser v'yoyser. And the questions become more and more difficult. They don't get easier. They get harder. Ad sheyecholon lichnois bekushis v'tirutzim she'ein hazman maspik levaran. To the point where a person can cross a line and start getting involved in questions where there isn't enough time to resolve those questions. And then he's stuck. He's stuck with the question. He's holding the bag. He's left with questions and doubts, chas v'shalom, and problems, rather than solutions. We'll hold it over here for now.